For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. So whenever we read this passage, we remember a story. A Jewish father in the US was concerned about his son. He had not truly raised him in the faith of Judaism. So hoping to strengthen his son's faith, the father sent him to Israel so that the boy could experience his heritage. A year later, the young man returned home and he said, "Father, I thank you for sending me to the land of our fathers. It was a wonderful and enlightening experience. However, I must confess that while in Israel, I converted to Christianity." "Oh, what have I done?" the father thought. So in the tradition of the patriarchs, he went to his best friend and sought his advice and solace. "It is amazing that you should come to me," stated his friend. "I too sent my son to Israel and he returned a Christian." So in the tradition of the patriarchs, they went to the rabbi. "It is amazing that you should come to me," stated the rabbi. "I too sent my son to Israel and he returned a Christian." What is happening to our sons? "Brothers, we must take this to the Lord," said the rabbi. They fell to their knees and began to wail and pour out their hearts to the Almighty. As they prayed, the clouds above opened and a mighty voice stated, "Amazing that you should come to me. I too send my son to Israel." You understand that is Jesus came and he also became a Christian. My dear brothers and sisters, the first reading tells us that a terrible punishment fell on the whole people because of the sins of the Jewish people of idolatry and other shameful and sacrilegious practices. God sent them messenger after messenger who were not listened to. This is how the sacred writer understands the destruction of the temple and the whole city of Jerusalem. Many years later, Cyrus, the king of Persia, became the agent of God, by which God's people were once more able to return to Jerusalem and begin to rebuild their traditions and a new temple. So we come to this Lectare, that the good news: God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. We understand God's love is without condition. There are two ways of loving. First is loving as the world loves. The second is loving as just God loves. From the beginning of time, people were already loving one another. Parents and children naturally love one another. Husbands and wife and love one another. Business partners, compatriots, pen pals say they love one another. Loving one another is as old as time. It was already there before Jesus became man and is talking about this. So we do a comparison about these two ways of loving. The first one, the world and we love us. "I love you because you love me. I love you because I need you. I love you because you are good to me. I love you because I feel good loving you. I love you because you are cute, rich, popular, and powerful. I love you because you are helpful to me. I can use you, I can manipulate you, I can exploit you for my own interest." This kind of love has conditions and is limited, not permanent. If we don't have these characteristics anymore, do we still love people? But whereas we see how God loves us, He loves us like this: even if you don't like me, I still love you. Even if you refuse to forgive me, I still love you. Even if I don't need you anymore, I still love you. Even if I don't feel loving you because you are no longer cute and desirable, I still love you. Even if you are no longer in power or rich or have no use of you, I still love you. Even if you do not get anything out of loving you, even if I look ridiculous for loving you, I still love. Loving as God loves does not mean approving one's wrongdoing or ignoring the requirement of justice. It means not wishing the person ill, not judging, not cursing, and not telling lies about him. It means trying to understand him, trying to feel what he feels, and allowing Jesus in you and me to forgive him. And so what kind of love do we have and are practiced? This is the time that we look into the season of Lent. Let us pray for the ability to follow Jesus every day and to show his love to everyone we come in contact with today and in coming days.